Good morning. This is Sharon Jackson. I'm hosting the NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, the voice of women of color that own construction and construction-related businesses. And this morning we have as our guest Rekha Chavala, the owner of SRR International Corporation. Good morning, Rekha.
Good morning, Sharon.
Well, this is a great morning. Rekha has a degree. This is very interesting. There are a lot of facets in Rekha's life that's very interesting. And she has a postgraduate degree in alternative medicine. She also has a postgraduate degree, diploma in computer applications. She has she operates in engineering, construction, environmental services, healthcare, and forensic systems. We are very, very, very excited to have Rekha on this morning. But before we go into having Rekha tell us about herself, I'd like for us to have, and McNeil, if you would you give us a commercial about NABWIC?
Thank you, Sharon. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives, and we are the voice of Black women in construction. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and our goal and vision is to encourage young Black girls in junior high school, and college to come into the construction industry. And we look to have strategic partnerships with many of the organizations that's related to the construction industry. We also look forward to encouraging and supporting and networking and uplifting other Black women in the construction industry, and also, like Sharon said, women of color, so that we can have a better quality of life and serve our community at a higher level. And with that, we are the voice of Black women in construction. Thank you, Sharon, and back to you.
Thank you. Rekha, we would like for you to first tell us about yourself. Tell us about yourself, how you have made the transition from alternative medicine to IT, and how you have progressed your existing company, SRR. Could you give us a few moments about, give us some of your history?
Sure, sure. Thank you on giving this opportunity. I was studying medicine, alternative medicine, but I was always curious about technology, and this was 20 years ago. And so out of my curiosity, what I did was that in addition to my primary background in the alternative, and I also have taken courses in computer-related field. I was always interested, and it is out of my interest I started doing that. And then I got an opportunity to work on my first project was on a healthcare project where they needed somebody who had a background, who understand the medical domain concepts, and somebody who has understanding of IT systems and how do you translate the knowledge of the subject knowledge of medical into the IT. And that's how I have transitioned completely from a medical field where into which applies IT to the medical sciences. And once again, when people talk about technology or IT, the way I always say is that IT is not an independent stuff. IT is applicable to every facets of our life, whether it's construction, whether it's engineering, whether it's environmental or healthcare. Its value comes when it is applied to a particular specific industry.
Very good. That was interesting. Thank you so much. Could you tell us a little bit more about SRR?
Sure. SRR is a Florida corporation. We have been in business since 2001, We have been working with entities like Palm Beach County, Broward County, South Florida Water Management District, and we also work with several other government and private agencies. We have partnered with firms like Atkins, URS, Tutor Perini. We also have industry partnerships with Dell, HP, Microsoft, Esri, to name a few of them. Our firm offers a very timely, low-risk, cost-effective IT, GIS, and engineering solutions and services. We also provide engineering and construction staffing and construction inspection and material testing services with collaboration. Our high-quality reputation is based on superior work performed by outstanding professionals with a strong sense of integrity and commitment to excellence. In addition to our core capabilities, SRR is a small minority women-owned business certified with various entities throughout Florida, with State of Florida, Water Management District, Palm Beach County, with FDOT DBE certified, and with the federal government, we are certified as Economically Disadvantaged Women-Owned Small Business, ATEM.
Okay, let me ask you this. You said that you have partnerships with very large entities, governmental-type entities, such as Palm Beach County, South Florida Water Management. They obviously have their own IT division. So how have you partnered with, how have you managed to partner with such large entities? I know that you have your minority certifications, but it's very interesting. Obviously, you have a specific niche that you offer that other larger corporations and governmental entities cannot provide.
That is right. The way we work with Palm Beach County or a lot of these agencies, they come up with a continuous, like an IDIQ contract or a contracting vehicle where we have applied for the contract. We have written a proposal, and we have been selected out of several proposals submitted. And once that proposal is selected, we are predefined, pre-qualified vendors to provide the services. And whenever there is a need of a particular service need for them to provide a service, that's when we provide to them.
Oh.
And also on some of the projects, we general engineering services contracts, or we go as a sub to large firms, and when they get a task order, in their task order, one of them, the whole project could be a construction related, but there are sections where they would be requiring data management services, certain GIS services and CAD services. So being as a sub to them, and when that particular specific component comes for that particular task, we are assigned that task by the prime.
Okay, very good. Very good. Now, you touched on this earlier when you told us about, you touched on this earlier, my next question. But I'd like for you to slowly talk to us about the inspiration for starting SRR International. You touched on it, but I'd like for you to walk back through that, so that other people, as they are thinking about the next phase of their corporation, the next phase of their life, the next part of their existing corporation that they're going to develop, your thought pattern and inspiration might help. So please, can you go through that with us?
Sure. SRR has started with my desire to control my own destiny, deliver real value to the clients I serve, and also to work with teammates that share the same values and passions that I do. And also want to be inspirational to my daughter and be a role model where I could inspire her to go after her dreams. But not just saying you have to do it, but I want to show that. And with this inspiration, and we also have adopted three core values that crystallize my motivation: integrity above all else, long-term mutually beneficial relationships, and a passionate commitment to results.
Very good, thank you. You touched on my next question in terms of the vision of your corporation. So you told us about your... Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay. You touched on this, and you must be listening to my pattern of thought about your vision. I love the idea, the fact that you thought about your daughter. You know, there's nothing... people are visual, okay? We understand things, our mental patterns, but people are visual. And when we see other women and other just role models doing things, we automatically become inspired. I think that was incredible. And the thing that you said, your daughter, but you have no idea how many other young women that you have inspired to take a new course, that road less traveled. So could you go into a little bit more detail about your vision about your corporation?
Sure. My vision for the company is that within the next 5 years, we want SRR to become the premier in the services we provide on the GIS for engineering and construction solutions and providing quality staffing services. And also, we want to increase our revenues to $5 million by 2015.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to step back a second. I'm sorry, this may seem like a misstep, but I'm going to step back for just a second. When you mentioned that you wanted to inspire your daughter, how have you had discussions with her to let her know? I don't know what her passion is, okay? But how have you worked this so that she is able to work within herself to develop her passion, to decide, am I going down a road less traveled? And how do I do this? Little girls, and I don't know how old your daughter is, but little girls tend to want to be accepted. Sometimes striking out, going down that one path that is not popular, is not an easy thing to do. What kind of conversations have you had with your daughter and possibly your daughter's friends to inspire them to strike out in their area of passion?
One thing, I've never spoken to her anything specific, but one thing I always wanted to show, I come from a background, even though this is my country, but I was born in a different country and I moved over here. Over here we have so much of opportunities and so many things over here. And with lot of language barriers, when we come here we have so many other things. That is one thing which I always wanted her to understand. She is getting so many things in life, with so many opportunities are there. It is up to her to leverage them. And when she sees me as a successful person, I think any of her friends, they can translate it to that. Anybody who works hard and who are dedicated and who are ethical can achieve anything, and nothing is impossible in this nation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So you've talked to us about your vision. You have talked to us about your areas of specialty and who you have worked with. Now, tell us about some of the programs you are working with.
Sure. We have a couple of solutions which could help, especially in the construction, as far as the construction industry. One of our solution is a mobile QAQC solution. This app solution, it can be used on iPhone or Android or iPad, where you can configure to what information you would like to collect for each specific project. and that helps in collecting the data exactly from the field and maintaining high standards and minimizing rework, any of the QA/QC, and error correction. It has been used by several of the clients on the projects, and there is a very good feedback on that particular system. Our another solution we have is a GPS fleet tracker solution. This solution will help in locating your vehicle anytime or anywhere. This helps. This will help you in monitoring the vehicle speed and location in seconds. It's in real time. So you can set up the speed limits, how much speed this particular vehicle can go. And if when you see that the speed is beyond this one, it notifies or notifies when it crosses it. You can also put the notifications of what is the area of where this vehicle has to travel. And when they go out of that particular boundary, it can notify. And also it helps to analyze, from the safety perspective, it helps to make more safer drivers, and also helps you analyze to see is that how efficiently your vehicle is being used. Currently, we have implemented this solution at Broward County, and we have a contract which is now being used by two agencies to get implemented, and it is open for other agencies who can leverage the same contract.
Now, go back through that again. I'm not sure. I think that is excellent. So these are for governmental or any kind of agency or company that uses large numbers of vehicles. Is that it?
That is right.
Okay. Now, tell me specifically and slowly, what kind of data will the entity get? Say you have a fleet. A company that has a fleet of 10 vehicles, a company that has a fleet of 100 vehicles. How would they use this data?
For each fleet, it can keep track of the information. It is very configurable. They can keep track of where this vehicle has been. So if you want to keep track it for every 10 seconds, it can keep track of its position at every 10 seconds, or if it is every 5 minutes or every 1 hour, whatever way, it is easily configurable. And so it keeps track of the position of the vehicle all the time and its speed. And so what we do is that by default, we keep the data for 90 days. And if you want to have the information more than 90 days, we could always extend it even up to 1 year, because there's so much of information which we capture. So after 1 year, we archive the data. But in case you need it, we could restore the data back.
I see. So when you see on a truck or a vehicle that says, "How am I driving? Call, this number." They don't have to call because the company already knows.
That is right.
Interesting. Oh, my God. So there is no more sneaking off with the truck going to the mall. There is no more sneaking off the truck doing personal business, because your corporation will know where this truck has been.
That's right.
Absolutely interesting. People need to know that. Okay, thank you. I found that very interesting, Rika. Thank you. Was that the last program you wanted to tell us about? Because that was an interesting one.
Yes, there's one more solution which we have is a quality management system. This is like a web-based system. This system will help in assisting companies to comply to standards like ISO, ANSI, MIL-SPECs, DOD, requirements, Six Sigma, Q900, FDA, and many more. As many of you know, like ISO, all of these certifications basically define what are the best practices and policies which you need to have in place. This system kind of helps in automating those processes and Azure, how to make sure they Azure it and helps in easily maintaining those processes and getting recertification.
All right. So you not only provide that, you go in and do the training also?
We do have a collaboration on that one where we work with we work together where we provide the training too.
Okay, very good. Very good. Now, I have one last question, but each one of your answers has propped up related questions. So I'm going to ask this. So what community events or charities do you support and that you work with?
SRR believes in giving back to local communities. What we do is we show our appreciation by sponsoring special events open to the neighborhood and participating in charitable events. Like we participate in annual back-to-school bash service projects, soup kitchen services projects, mentoring program for young girls.
So do you actually physically help with the mentoring or you financially support?
Both ways.
Very good. So where do you concentrate? You know, where obviously you can't spread yourself too thin. So do you concentrate in specific areas in Broward County, specific areas in Miami, specific areas in Palm Beach?
Palm Beach County, mostly Palm Beach County.
Okay, very good, very good. When you are mentoring young ladies, what are you finding? You know, what is your vision in terms of what you're talking to the young ladies about? We've kind of talked about this before, and I'm backtracking again, but this is very important.
I have worked with a lot of them, and one thing is that each of them are very smart. The only thing is that a lot of them are missing more of parental guidance and of a particular framework of what is they are lost. And that even though there is so much of information, sometimes it is overwhelmed information for them, not knowing what is the right track and how do you filter the right information. That is the biggest challenge I found with a lot of the. And other thing is that they need somebody who have where they need to follow through it, you know, because you have days of up and down, but they have to be persistent and consistent in holding to their goal, not just, you know, today I have this inspiration, tomorrow is something different, day after tomorrow is different. And if there's somebody who is guiding through them, I think they can do a lot of achievement. But
absolutely,
they are very smart when compared to what we were at their age.
Yes, yes. Well, the one thing that we have to realize is parents can only take you as far as they know, okay?
Right.
And, you know, in my day, my parents, get an education, get a good job. You know, that's all they knew. Parents now know just a little bit more than that. It is up to ladies such as ladies that participate in NABWIC, National Black Women in Construction, and such as yourself, to take the young ladies to go to the next level. So that is very interesting. The other thing that is excellent is that you do take the time with these young ladies. People always try and say, well, what about school counselors? What about school counselors? Well, given the fact that there may be 2,000 to 3,000 children in a school and 5 school counselors, no way that they can do that. And if they do, they give them the basics. So when they come in contact with a lady such as yourself or any woman that is in has an understanding about business and how where to go to create a vision is more than a notion. So I applaud you on doing that and to be able to see in young women the intelligence that is there and to be able to guide them. This is something that is highly, highly applauded. And the other thing is it is very important.
Thank you.
Anne, did we have someone that needed to bring up a question during this last few minutes?
Yes, actually, Sharon, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. I actually have a question for Rekha. Good morning, Rekha.
Good morning, Anne.
Yes, my question to you is, can you Can you tell us what does the future look like in your involvement with the National Association for Black Women in Construction? Because we do want to let people know that you are one of us and you are a member, and we're looking forward to your involvement in the organization. So can you just share, you know, maybe as a new person with our listening audience, your involvement or potential involvement with the organization?
My role I would look from going forward is that I want to bring this into bring the value of this organization to as many people as much, understand what it brings when you bring all the people with same mindset and same thoughts and same passion and motivation together. We can do a lot of things together. And I want to have more of a long term and a mutually beneficial relationship, where we can help the young women what they need and what we have learned, so that we would be a more of an educational and an informational for them, and give them a path and a direction to achieve things.
All right. Thank you, Rekha. And Sharon, we do have a caller. Last four numbers are 6587 that has a question. I want to just remind our listening audience that if you do have a question, or if you'd like to participate in the show, please just press 1 on your key dial, and caller with the last four numbers of 6587, you're on the air, and we'll go ahead and... give me one moment, so just go ahead and take your question.
This is Deborah Thompson in Jacksonville, Florida. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Deborah. Good.
Good, good, good. My question is, as you grow with your company, I thought this was a very excellent presentation. I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm going to steal some things from there. But wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed the presentation. And what is it that you see an association like ours can do to make sure, that you use the full value of your membership? What can we do to help you propel your business to the next level? Or is that something that you see this organization doing?
One of the things is that as we learn together, you have a particular project and you're working. And as I said, there are certain components. You might be working on a construction, but there could be some data management services, CAD or GIS. And so what we could do is that, and if I see a particular opportunity where I know there are certain components which are my strengths, but we could bring another from the NAVIC together and become a stronger team and present ourselves to the client or work together. And also wherever we see and educate each other, you know, learn a lot from each of you, what you have experienced and what are the best practices, and learn about those things. And also establishing more of a long-term relationships on projects, and see how we as a small woman-owned and small businesses can work together and go on opportunities even as a prime as we form our alliances.
Great. I think that is an excellent idea, and I just want to let everyone know that that's what NAVIC is all about. It's cooperating and pulling together our collective strength to make sure that whatever projects that you're on, that you do the very best that you can. We don't ever want you to think you're out there by yourself, because that's one of the reasons that we have this organization, is that we would like to have a collective body of resources, professionals. If there's anything that you're doing, whenever you run into a snag, that you can pick up the phone, text someone, and have that person collaborate with you, give you resources that you need to succeed.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. And could you tell us, what Deborah just did was an excellent wrap-up. I think we're getting very close to our time,
Anne, were there final comments that you would like to make?
Well, Sharon, I have to say, in ditto really what Deborah just expressed in terms of our vision and goal for the organization and encouraging the use of this medium of Blog Talk Radio and sharing opportunities such as Reka and last week our guest, Lonnie Schultz, from Archer Weston was just awesome. And so we want to just continue to encourage our listening audience to please continue to listen, because our goal and vision every week is to bring value and really expose the industry to the best that we have to offer as African-American women and women of color in this industry on this show. So, Reka, you've done an excellent job, and we're so excited to have you as one of our new members, and we're really looking forward to your participation and of working together with the young women and also working together with each other like Deborah just expressed. So, Sharon, that's it for me. And, again, you are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. And thank you again, Reka. It has been a wonderful show. And we just appreciate you. We appreciate you for sharing SSSRR International Corporation, not only with Black Women in Construction, but all of our Black Art NABWIC listeners on the Blog Talk Show. We look forward to having a great relationship with you. Thank you.
Sharon, excuse me, before you wrap up the show, Sharon, we do have Reka, you're just off the charts, and we do have another caller. And the last four numbers of your phone is 5945. Your phone is live and you're on the air. Go ahead with your question, please. Caller 5945. Your line is open. Okay, Sharon, I think they may have maybe they're on mute. If you're speaking, we cannot hear you. So maybe check the mute line on your phone. All right, Sharon. I guess we cannot. We can't hear that person if they're speaking. Caller, last four numbers 5945. Your hand was up as if you wanted to ask a question. All right, Sharon. So I guess we can go ahead and end the show. Again, thank you so very much, Reka. This has been excellent.
Thank you.
And hopefully we will have you on again. And thank you very much, Reka. Is there any final comments that you would like before we close?
And I would like to thank you, the NABWIC and the organization, and I have spoken. I know you are a wonderful group of people and great mentors, and I look forward to working with you guys.
Okay, thank you very much. One last time.
I'm sorry, Sharon. Could you just have Reka give her contact information again for those callers that may have called in late and would like to reach her after this show is over? Because we do get thousands of downloads per month from these shows, and there may be someone that have an interest in her business and reaching out to her. So if you can just give your contact information one more time before we wrap the show. Thank you.
Sure. You can reach me on my phone. It's 561-228-8349. Also, you can reach on my mobile. It's 561-654-5713. And my website is www.srrintl.com.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that it?
Yes, Sharon, I think that's it.
Okay, very good. If it is, we want to say one last time that this is a Blog Talk show with the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of women, of Black women in construction. Thank you very much. And remember, the show is weekly, the show is live, and the show is interesting. And we look forward to you being with you this time next week.